Hello, and welcome to the Popmatic Podcast. I'm Brian.
And I'm Crystal. We're librarians at Nashville Public Library.
This podcast is where you can find reviews and recommendations of the best books, movies, and music available for checkout from the Popular Materials Department of the Nashville Public Library.
You can also learn about library programs such as concerts, film screenings, book clubs, author talks, and book signings.
After a short summer vacation, we're back. We're going to change our format a little to make things harder, faster, stronger, more explosive with joyfulness. I'm going to tell you about my version of summer reading, that is William Vollmann's Europe Central. Then Jeremy brings us the pleasure of the psychedelic classic Pink Floyd's Piper at the Gates of Dawn. We'll close with a roundtable about our favorite TV shows on DVD that you can check out here at the library. Life has become better, comrades. Life has become more joyful.
I can't believe you read that.
Some folks enjoy light reading in summer, but I save those extra daylight hours for the heavies. I've been dying to read William T. Vollmann's massive Cold War epic Europe Central since it won the National Book Award in 2005. Well worth my wait, Europe Central is a work of art as brutal and heavy as the 88mm shells which litter its chapters, which is not to say the story lacks moral delicacy. Tough times require tough, well, you know. Vollmann uses prosopography to present a cyclical narrative that spans the German invasion of Russia to the height of the Cold War in the 1970s. Equivalent German and Russian historical figures are paired, and their psychological responses to fanatical ideology are contrasted in a mesh of recurrent tropes. The cast of characters includes German printmaker Käthe Kollwitz, communist documentarian Roman Carmen, Nazi General Friedrich Paulus, and Soviet General Andrei Vasilov, both of whom defect to the enemy's side when captured. Last but not least is Dmitri Shostakovich, whose life and work epitomizes all the moral ambiguities and ideological confusion that Vollmann wishes to aim his bright light upon. Musicologists still debate the thematic intention of Shostakovich's work. The ambiguity exists only within the personal sphere. Within the public sphere, the result of hardline ideology is, of course, mass murder. The horror of the novel is nearly spoiled by the story of SS officer Kurt Gerstein, who clandestinely tried to expose the Holocaust. This is the only section of the book that comes dangerously close to an elementary school morality lesson. Fortunately, at least on an aesthetic level, Gerstein's end is as tragic as the rest. You might be thinking, Brian, this book sounds terrible. I recommend this book to anyone interested in Nazi and Soviet culture, anyone interested in the history of the Eastern Front during World War II, and especially anyone interested in the life and music of Dmitri Shostakovich. Though the cast of characters is based on historical persons, Europe Central is a work of fiction, and the primary reason to experience the book is the artistry of William Vollmann. His prose are precise and evoke a modernist tone. Recurring themes, repeated vocabulary, and chronological interlacing weave a snowy, blood-stained tapestry across 50 years of heartbreak and political violence. Think of Europe Central as a photo negative of Tom Brokaw's The Greatest Generation or a constructivist War and Peace.
I can't believe you listened to that.
And now for something completely different, Jeremy will give us his first music review.
The allure of a first record is impossible to ignore. That's the time in which a young band is free from critical or audience scrutiny and left to its own devices, for good or for bad. Pink Floyd's great first album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, was also their last with songwriter Syd Barrett. Barrett is the 60s most famous acid casualty, a gifted songwriter and musician whose living ghost haunted the band he founded throughout its rise to stadium rock success. Album opener Astronomie Domine begins with an ominous chant, then tumbles down the rabbit hole, Barrett's hand running up and down the neck of his guitar with little regard for where it lands. Interstellar Overdrive is the album's centerpiece, a 9-minute instrumental built on a descending caveman riff that degenerates into a jumble of jigsaw guitar and random drones before coming back for the big finish. This album is filled with its own mythology, a child's nursery world of kings and scarecrows and gnomes, but its whimsy is balanced by a lurking menace, the idea that the fantasy creatures depicted in the songs might turn on you at any second. That's an idea with which Barrett was intimately familiar.
I can't believe you watched that.
This is Crystal, and I'm glad to be back Popmatic podcasting for our loyal listeners, all three of you. I don't know about you, but I'm pumped for the fall TV season to start. That got me thinking about the great television gems we have in our collection. Amanda, Bill, and I are now going to recommend our favorite TV shows on DVD, available for checkout from the library. Amanda, tell us about your favorite TV show.
Alrighty, Crystal. Well, for anyone who has either a mother or a daughter or both, I have a great show for you. Gilmore Girls is about Lorelai Gilmore and her daughter Rory, who are, as Rory puts it, freakishly linked. The show is witty, fast-paced, and full of pop culture references. Even my grandma likes this show, and frankly, folks, you can't get a better recommendation than that. Now let's head back across the pond to see what Crystal is watching.
Well, I love comedy. And the one show I can't live without is British sitcom Fawlty Towers. Set in a fictional hotel on the English Riviera, it was co-written by John Cleese and Connie Booth. There are only 12 episodes in the complete series, but all are gut-busting hilarious. My favorite episode is titled Waldorf Salad. Call me a bad American, but I'd never heard of or eaten Waldorf salad before Fawlty Towers. So, Bill, do you like Waldorf salad? And what TV show are you recommending?
Well, if Waldorf salad is anything like German potato salad, I'm there.
All right.
I'm a huge fan of anthology television series such as The Twilight Zone, The Outer Limits, and Alfred Hitchcock Presents. The anthology series I want to recommend is Roald Dahl's Tales of the Unexpected. This series has been released on DVD, and I would especially like to recommend Volume 1 of the series because a bulk of the shows on Volume 1 were based on Roald Dahl's short stories, and Mr. Dahl himself does the introduction. And by doing this, he gives you insight into his eccentric personality and his vivid imagination and what inspired him to write the stories in the first place. So, if you have a macabre sense of humor and you like twist endings, by all means check out Roald Dahl's Tales of the Unexpected, Volume 1.
That wraps up this special television segment of the Popmatic podcast. Bill, you're not off the hook yet. What's coming up for Movies at Maine in October?
Shocking Saturdays is what's in store in Maine in October. We're going to have three horror films shown on different Saturdays during the month of October. First up is Asylum. Second is It's Alive, 70s horror film. And last but not least, The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, starring Don Knotts.
Rumor has it Dr. Gangrene may be around for that.
That's a true rumor.
Right. If you're not familiar with Dr. Gangrene, go to the interwebs and type in chillercinema.com. You've been listening to Nashville Public Library's Popmatic podcast. For more information, please visit www.library.nashville.org.
That's on the interwebs.